Javon from DoveCNN.com. Now, I have the pleasure of bringing you the one and only Damian Young, better known as DaMizza. What's up, man?
Are you sure it's a pleasure?
Well, let's get it started. Let's get it popping right there. Now, you have the book coming up, Guilty by Association. It's coming out December 14th. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. It's going to be on DaMizzaBook.com. But I want to talk about that. Let's talk about opinions, how folks form opinions without getting the full story, and they just respond off of bits and pieces of information. How frustrating is that for you?
That I read on CNN.
Okay.
It was in one of the forums about the book, and they said that I was doing this to make money. I was just doing this to make money, or something like that.
Okay.
And that's when I decided to give it away for free.
Okay.
So there's your effect. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's the truth of the matter. You know what I mean? Life is like high school, bro. Or the music business is like high school, whatever it is. I mean, people like to gossip. That's what they do.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, however it's said or however I would have said it, no matter how I would have said it, you know, the hip-hop sites are going to say it's a tell-all on Dr. Dre, and the pop sites are going to say it's a tell-all on Mariah Carey. So, fuck it.
Right. Now, did you ever imagine that by just putting out a book and just trying to get your experiences out there that it would cause such, for lack of a better term, like a firestorm?
Well, you know what? I didn't. When I came back to Santa Barbara and retired and all that kind of stuff, I got to be such a regular person and not around artists and or anything like that, and just being around my little brothers and my grandma and my family, and rarely had to deal with the industry. To me, it was just kind of like a past life, and I was just kind of telling a story. But then I started to hear, like, some artists were mad or something like that, and, shit. And I'm like, well, dude, why would you be mad? Do you have something to hide?
Right.
Like, and is there something that I would say to, that makes you look bad?
Right.
Do I have that big a voice?
Right. Now,
I mean, it's weird.
Now, when you say big voice, because and without getting too much of what we talked about, like off record, but talk about your in retrospect, or as you could have conversations with folks that you know that are in the industry and whatnot, or on the periphery, what you realize is your effect or the important role that you played, especially when it comes to a lot of the shaping of the West Coast scene, or just your fingerprints or your on hip hop. Talk a little bit about that, your voice, and how that's kind of been kind of brought up a little bit, how much it swayed.
Well, it's weird now because I never really realized the impact. I mean, come on, I'm like every other WCNN fan. I'm on the forums, I'm a guest, I watch everything, and I watch how much shit everybody talks about me. I'm one of the wackest rappers ever. I'm doing the Butch album, worst producers ever, or whatever the heck it was, and all this kind of stuff. So, I mean, I believe that shit. So when it's like, when you do something like this and make a statement and say, this is who I think I am, it's a different, it's weird,
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, my fingerprints on hip-hop, it's almost, dude, there's days, I'm a human being, there's days I'd like to reach through the freaking computer and slap the shit out of some of the people on the forum and go, motherfucker, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't know what fucking West Coast hip-hop is.
Right.
Side of me that goes, they just don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a tear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it seems it seems to me, and based off, once again, without going into great detail about some of the things we've talked about, but that
feel free to go into anything. I'm an open book, dude. I'm a real dude. If I feel uncomfortable, I'll tell you.
Okay, well,
you can say whatever you want, bro.
When you think of the hand that you played in some success of some artist, and how they either don't acknowledge your input or your help or your assistance, I mean, you said you're a human being. Doesn't that make you want to say, hold on, y'all, hold on? You can't deny what I've been able to do in whatever percentage that might be, but you can't deny my impact or my assistance on your career. Doesn't that become frustrating?
You know what? It does, but then everybody, like I said, is a human being, and I don't want those assholes in my life anyway. Then if they don't appreciate it and they can't call up on a Sunday and say, hey, thank you for this, the fact that I just got a brand new Benz or something like that, you know, for something you did 10 years ago,
right.
I don't need them.
I was.
You know, I'm most happy because I just got home and I see my darling grandma, the dog laying out. You know, that makes me happy, player. I see one of my best friends, Nate, here. And he's a great rapper, by the way. His name's Dopey. I did cracking with him. But that's the things I care about. Do I really care if some 50-year-old rapper, 40-year-old rapper, 30-year-old rapper, or, hey, 21-year-old rapper that signs the 50-year-old rapper that I put on? Do you know what I'm saying? Do I really care that they don't call me on a Sunday? No, because I didn't do it for them. I did it because I'm a West Coast hip-hop fan. That's it.
Right.
And I never asked any of them for anything but a story or two.
Right.
That's the only thing I've ever asked any of them. The story about Dr. Dre. Yo, yeah, you want me to break Eminem? Cool, tell me the story of N.W.A.
Right.
That's... So do I care about whether they give me the credit or not? No.
Okay.
Not really. But what does hurt my feelings like anybody else is when some asshole gets on the forum and starts calling you names when they don't even know you.
Exactly. It's the computer muscles. You got Twitter muscles, beer muscles, and those forum muscles that go on.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's what trips me out. It's like, look, if you want to say something, I'm not hard to find. You can reach me on Facebook. Whatever. You want to ask me a question, feel free. But, it's cool. You know what? In hindsight, I look at it too. You know, you got to have hate to have love, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
That's true. And I just wish that some people, to answer your question more thoroughly, I wish that some people would take a step back and show a little bit more respect to every artist. Right. Because, this is what people don't realize in those forums about WCNN. WCNN is one of the most powerful websites in the world when it comes to hip-hop. And let me tell you why. The story that I told the other day about going to Dr. Dre's studio. When I walked into Dr. Dre's studio, his assistant, Mike Lynn, was open to the WCNN forum, reading the detox threads.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Half of the rappers on the West Coast have a fake name and are in those forums.
Right.
So why would we want to make more music? Why would we want to be more positive if these assholes are saying everything we put out is crap?
Right, I hear you now.
And why would Dr. Dre put out Detox if it's going to screw with his legacy? Do you know what I mean?
True. That's true.
Now, and if everybody's sitting here talking trash about him anyway, you know what I mean? What kind of motivation is it to do those kind of things when all you're doing is getting trash talked?
Right. Now,
from behind a computer. No one even has the ball to hit you up themselves.
Now, I want to talk about, you mentioned motivation just a second ago, and I want to ask you, when it comes to, when I want to break it down specifically West Coast specific, when it comes to risk taking, do you think that the West Coast has become maybe too formulaic and not willing to challenge themselves? Or do you think that there are quality artists out there and that they're just not being maybe not shining through? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there's risks and there's risks.
Okay. Right.
But the reason why I do that is because I'm a hip hop fan. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't, because to me, what hip hop is, hip hop is the most American thing in the world. Hip hop is where you can get on the top of a mountain and scream at the top of your lungs what you believe in. And someone could be on the other, across the valley from you, on the other peak, screaming the exact opposite.
Right.
there's no more of that. Now it's you are talking shit, I'm going to shoot you.
Right. Yeah.
And that's where the game is messed up. So chances, it's like to me, chance, nothing. Kill me. I'm a, you know what I mean? But to a lot of these hip hop fans, chances to them are just talking trash. Okay, great. Instead of talking trash, why don't you do something to better it? Why don't you take out a pen? Get out a piece of paper, look up who the manager is, or look up how to get in touch, or hit their Facebook, and tell them how you feel directly. Right. Don't get with a bunch of other dudes talking trash on a forum.
Right.
I mean, if you really feel that strongly.
True indeed. It brings up a very valid point. I like that. So I know we can go on and on, and we're going to have to do a part two to this. You know we're going to have to do that.
Oh, sorry.
You know we're going to have to do a part two to this, but sir, once again, so let folks know where they can stay in touch with you, obviously where they can get the book and all that, so the floor is yours, last words for DubCNN.com.
Well, the last words are, I'm sorry, you know, I love the girls on the forum, I mean the people on the forum, and I want to thank you for the entertainment, but I'm just kidding, I'm just giving them shit. A lot of that kind of stuff because it, you know, it just is what it is. I make music free. I mean, I give it to people because, you know, whatever. But, and mostly, and like the book, I give it away. It's not even, you know, whatever, whatever. But, you can get it at www.themizzabook.com. You can find me on Twitter under Demizza. You can find me on Facebook on Damian Young. I'm around, man.
That's what's up, man. So I appreciate the time, man.